Share number 61, Chavis Halavavis, is continuing here in Parak Dalid, talking about practical bitachain in the union of Parnasa, of a person's money. And he writes, Hashem decrees a person should not have more than he needs. So even if all the creations in the heaven and the earth toil and put an effort to get more, it won't happen. You can't get more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed. And therefore, when a person relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll have the peace of mind and tranquility. First of all, what you're supposed to get, no one else will get. What you're supposed to get won't come earlier, and won't come any later, from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed for it to come. So he's hammering home the lesson that a person can't take more than what Hashem decided. He also can't take less. You're going to get exactly what Hashem decided. Now, the Chavis Halevavos has made it clear to us already before that a person has to put in human effort to earn a living. And he quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, "Yigia kapecha ki seichel ashrecha v'tayv lach." When you work hard and you eat, ashrecha v'tayv lach. Now, the Ravid in his sefer Tamim Deyim says another pshat in this pasuk, which is very important in this understanding the sugya. The Gemara tells us, based on this pasuk, "Gadol hanenem yigias kapov." Someone who supports himself from his hands' toil is greater than one who has fear of Hashem. And the Ravid explains that Hashem gave a person his hands for parnasa. Yegia kapov. A person's heart and mind should be for ruchnias. So the pasuk saying that if you only have to use your hands for parnasa and not your heart and your mind, which should be only devoted to ruchnias, that's ashrecha v'tayvlach. But if a person's job engulfs his heart and his mind, and you have nothing else left to give to Hashem, not your hands, not your heart, not your mind, then you're missing out on the purpose of life, which is dveikus b'Hashem. And this is the reason why the Rambam says that many Tanaim worked for a living. Rabbi Yochanan was a shoemaker. Hillel carried water, Shammai a woodchopper. Why punk these jobs? Seems very menial jobs. Could these jobs allowed each of them to give bodily effort to fulfill their hishtadlus and free their heart and their brain to connect with Hashem? So, that, says the Ravid, is what a person is supposed to do. A person is supposed to realize that his heart and his brain is for ruchnias. Now, even though a person, avada, has to use his heart and his brain as well sometimes for his parnasa, but the question is it totally overtaking the person? As we said earlier, b'shem the Gemara and Kedushin, a person should choose a chab that's nekiya v'kala, clean and simple. And we explained it means it doesn't take up the entire person, doesn't take over his life. And avada, you have to use your brain for your parnasa. But if a person gets sucked into his work and there's nothing left but his parnasa and his brain, when he's learning, when he's davening, wherever he is, his brain is somewhere else and not in ruchnias, that person is not using things properly. So the Chavis Halevavos is teaching us that a person has to work and make his ishtadlus. But understanding in the world of bitachin that you'll never get more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have. Not earlier, not later. The famous mashal, they say, of a person who has a big barrel of wine and there's only one spigot and he's complaining that not enough wine's coming out, and he says to himself, okay, I'll open some more spigots and I'll be able to get more. And they said, fool, you're not getting more, you're just getting it quicker. the same amount is there. And that's how it is with Parnasa, Kalman Zainaysev, Shaladam, Ksuvim Lai, Rosh Hashanah, Vad Rosh Hashanah. And if a person has Bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. Together with the Hishtadlus of Yigia Kapecha Kisaychel, with the understanding that it's not going to take over my entire being, there's going to be something left for the Ruchnius and Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the proper perspective on a job. And that's why the Tanoim did these menial jobs. Because Adarabah, they worked with their hands, but their brains were being used completely for Ruchnius. And that's why they were able to be the Amiroim and the Tanoim. Because their brains and their minds and their hearts were Dovik BaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not a stira the fact that they also worked. And they're a Mishtadel. But what was Asei Melach Techatafel? The Torah is the Iker, the Melacha is the Tafel. It doesn't necessarily mean in time, it doesn't really mean in strength, but it means in perspective and focus. What's the Iker of my life and what's the Tafel of my life? And that's the proper perspective that a person's supposed to have. And if a person's able to have that perspective, so then his life is a life of Menuchas HaNefesh, as the Chayvus HaVava said, Menuchas HaLev v'Shalvas HaNefesh.